It's 1 o'clock. I'm Mira Sharif. Pressure's mounting on David Cameron after it took him days to admit he did invest in an offshore fund. The Prime Minister admitted he made a profit on shares in a scheme set up by his late father. Mr Cameron insists he'll publish his tax returns to show everything is above board. Labour's John Mann says the MP should resign, particularly because of his comments when it emerged Jimmy Carr had used a tax avoidance scheme.
He attacked Jimmy Carr. How can he possibly stay as Prime Minister, having attacked a mere comedian, mere in terms of, you know, the running of the country? The British Prime Minister was doing the same thing. Hypocrisy, lack of transparency. Cameron needs to go now.
Detectives say it could take some time to identify the human remains found in the search of a missing police officer in London. Gordon Semple's not been seen for a week. A man's being questioned on suspicion of murder. And tributes have been paid to a man who died after a crash in Needham Market last month. 47-year-old Mike Ashton from Hitcham was a passenger of a car that was involved in a collision on Barking Road. His wife said her heart is broken and he'll always be missed. Climbers in Suffolk are being warned about a dangerous and potentially deadly harness. It's after Trading Standards here seized more than 100 Petzl Aspires this week by a local website selling them online. They've been previously taken off the streets due to a faulty strap being stitched back together. And things should be getting back to normal on the trains between Ipswich and London. Abellio Greater Anglia says emergency services were dealing with an incident at Manningtree this morning. People were facing delays of up to an hour and a half at one point.
Town 102 weather with checkatrade.com, where 96% of customers said they would use Checkatrade again.
A cloudy afternoon with some sunny spells, highs of 12 degrees. There's more new sport and weather at town102.com.